The following is an audio recording of the impact of the word eternity. Collectively, these recordings form an audio history.
Hi, I'm Wendy Murray. I'm a visual artist and I'm from New Zealand, Aotearoa.
I'm Kurt Iverson. I teach urban geography at the University of Sydney and I'm Sydney, born and raised.
What is street art? That's a pretty complex loaded question. I mean, for me, what I believe street art is ephemeral, it's politically charged, it's unsanctioned. Street art is also, it's not mural art and it's not fine art.
Part of the reason it's a tough question is because it's debated in the groups of people that do it, you know. If we just think about the street as a venue for kind of provocations and art, I think, you know, the line between where graffiti stops and street art begins is a kind of really fluid space. The line between where street art stops and advertising maybe or other kinds of communication start is also really fluid. So yeah, the street, one of the things that keeps it so interesting is that it does have all these competing agendas and competing actors trying to use it to communicate all sorts of different things from, yeah, you know, commercial messages trying to get us to buy stuff to, you know, street art trying to provoke us and shock us out of our routine and think about something differently, to, you know, people in graffiti writing scenes who are just like as much communicating with one another as they are communicating with the rest of the city. It's a really interesting question, right? So you can sort of, you know, look around the world even and see how actually there's like a global street art thing that has happened over the last, you know, 20, 30 years where we can see all over the world people picking up, you know, whether it's aerosol or stencils or posters or stickers or whatever, picking up different forms of street art and using it. But then you can also see how the artists that are working in those places just incorporate like local cultural stuff, local elements into what they're doing so that different, you know, you can, if you sort of, I guess, follow it, you could be in Melbourne or you could be in Berlin or you could be in London and see that actually there are quite distinctive street art scenes in those places that sort of, you know, are part of that global thing, but also have that sort of real local content that really speaks to the place that they're at, and these sort of, you know, scenes develop around it. But, you know, I guess the key thing for me is that what that street art does is just insist that public space is there for us all to use, to be, it's like a common resource for us if we don't have the money to put an ad on the internet or on TV or whatever to get our message across, or we're not writing books or academic articles, that we've still got the street. And it's there for everybody to use, to express themselves, to communicate with other people. It's public space.
And I firmly believe that. That's where we agree. And that's probably, is that I believe that a wall doesn't belong necessarily to a certain organisation who feels like they own the wall. So the exterior walls of this building, I believe, are public space. So I feel, as a street artist, that that space is there for me to use and utilise. And I feel, you know, that it's a real shame when the things like the zero tolerance street art and graffiti, the 24-hour graffiti removal hotspots in areas like Darlinghurst, are implemented and it doesn't allow the community a chance to respond to what's actually happening within that community. So there used to be, say, for example, there was a chalk writer who used to write in Darlinghurst, you know, up on the side of the Dullo Bar walls, and allow this public space allows people to question, like on their way to work, you know, what's going on in their community or in the world today. I feel like that Dullo Bar wall belongs to the whole community of Darlinghurst and the greater community of Sydney, not just Solitel, you know, or the people that lease that space. What street art allows me to do is reach an audience that other platforms don't allow. So, say for example, I make a poster about working poor, and if I publish that poster on Instagram, only those folks who watch me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and their friends get to see that poster. If I put that poster on a street corner in King's Cross, it opens me up to a much broader audience. So it's not only all the folks that walk past take photos and then post it on their social media. And the beautiful thing about putting work up in public space instead of on social media is that one of the reasons why I do street art, it's that you turn the corner and there it is, and it's unexpected, and it provokes you to think about something. When Banksy came here in 2004 and put his stencils all around the city, it was like that magical time of street art in Sydney. WK Interact, Banksy, you'd turn a corner and there'd be a brand new work up, and you'd check that out, that's so fantastic. So that sense of excitement and finding something new, feeling like you've discovered something really special, is like a really important aspect of street art.
Yeah. And different to a gallery too, right?
Yes, like, because that's a mediated space. Yeah. Folks that go to a gallery are going to a, you know, they're the types of folks that go to a gallery. The folks that walk around the rocks are the residents that live there, the tourists, you know, construction workers that are heading. It's just like you get this really broad audience. And so what you get the conservatives and the liberals, like, looking at the work, you know, you get a broader demographic or cross-section of society, I guess I'm saying, which you just don't have that if it's in these mediated spaces.
Yeah, because I guess, yeah, there's a sense in which what can happen is that, you know, a way that Wendy's just talked about, the part of the exciting thing about street art is how it is kind of in unexpected places, but you know, it can happen that it certain even street places and public spaces become the kind of, well, that's where you'd go to see the street art, and it becomes like an expected thing again. And so, yeah, I think probably what excites you and I more is when things are a bit like, people are not just conforming to those expectations, but challenging them and escaping them and hijacking them and doing all those other.
And that's why Maze Lane
things.
Was really exciting when we first met at the Maze Lane Street Art Project in St. Peter's. It had that energy back then in 2005 was the first, 2004, 2005, where it was, there was a lot of graffiti around there, and it just had this great sense of ownership by the graffiti writers and the street artists, not by an exterior party, the council or, you know, the actual project itself. It just was.
We've known each other, for a while, and partly out of the kind of mutual interest that we had in public space and art coming from our two different directions, like, you know, as a practitioner and as a, like, academic. We ended up doing some research about the history of graffiti and graffiti policy in Sydney, sort of 2014, 2015, around that time. And yeah, if you're going to write the history of graffiti in Sydney, then obviously Arthur Stace and Eternity is a really important part of that. You know, just like the bugger up people that were hacking the, you know, cigarette and alcohol advertisements in the 1980s too, are a big part of the history. So yeah, I think that was where, I guess, you know, we both were thinking about that history. There's something really nice about the way that, if you think about that Eternity thing, it's this lovely kind of, when it's being done, in some ways quite anonymous example of the kind of thing that we're talking about street art being brilliant for, right? Like, this person who's trying to remind everybody as they go about their everyday lives, and you're in that kind of routine doing the same thing every day, and then here's Arthur Stace trying to sort of drag you out of the present and take you into something bigger, just reminding you about Eternity as you walk around the city. And you know, it's a very cool example, way before Banksy or way before hip hop or way before any of the things that are like a big influences on the current moment, of just somebody using the street to do exactly what we're talking about, just to snap somebody out of there every day for a second and get them thinking about something else.
Subscribe below to find out more about the audio recordings and to be kept up to date when more are made available.